Once upon a time, there was a boy. And the boy had a teddy bear, and the two of them were inseparable. Everything the boy did, he wanted his teddy bear to be there too. Every day at breakfast, he'd sit his teddy bear on the table next to him as he ate his breakfast cereal. And the teddy bear would have a little bowl of cereal too, although he wouldn't eat it quite like the boy did. Whatever the boy did, the teddy bear had to come along. So, when one day they went shopping together, the boy and his mum, why, the teddy bear came along with them. Now, it was a busy day and there were lots of people in the high street. It was one of those days where people came out in the sunshine and wanted to just see each other and say hello to friends and go out shopping and look for things to buy. And the boy and his mum were quite caught up in the crowds. But at one point, the boy said, "Look!" And there, straight ahead of them, there was a most extraordinary sight. There was a man holding a huge collection of helium balloons. Those are the balloons that float by themselves, and he had them all on strings. A huge number of them, could have been 100 of them, and he had them all on strings bobbing there. And children, of course, saw them from a long way off, just as the boy had. And they were pestering their mums or their dads from 100 metres away. You could hear them, a little gaggle of pestering voices. "Can I have one? Can I have one? Mum, will you buy me one? Oh, Dad, please buy me one." And the boy was no different. In fact, he could hear other children nagging their parents, and, well, that just egged him on. He started raising his voice, shriller and shriller, nagging his mum louder and louder, until he became so caught up in this that he was quite unaware that he had let his little teddy bear slip through his fingers. Somehow that teddy bear just slipped to the ground, and the boy, as he carried on walking, left it far behind him. "Oh, Mum, Mum, can I have a balloon? Can I have a balloon? One of those balloons, one of those balloons. A nice one, a big one. Can I have one?" Well, the mum had never known anything like it. And in the end, she figured that life would be easier if she just gave the boy a helium-filled balloon and then he'd stop whining. And so the boy got a balloon, and was he fascinated with it. His mum tied the string in a little loop around his wrist so he wouldn't let go of it. And the boy had his balloon on his wrist and held the string in his hand and was ever so happy. In fact, he was so distracted by the balloon that he quite forgot about his teddy bear. All that morning they did their shopping, they said hello to their friends, they bumped into people they hadn't seen in weeks. And when they got home again, the boy was still so enthralled with his balloon that it took him at least half an hour before he realised. "Where's my teddy bear? Where's my teddy bear?" The mum said, "Oh, not this again." "Where's my teddy bear?" said the boy. "Where's my teddy bear?" And so they had the same old thing of looking this way and that way and up and down and here and there and all the familiar places, but the boy couldn't find his teddy bear anywhere. Well, now, the helium balloon wasn't quite so interesting. And as the day wore on, it got a little bit less buoyant. It sagged a bit, because all the time the boy was asking his mum to go back to the high street, and she was saying no, they could perhaps go there tomorrow. They had too many other things to do today. And if he wanted to take his teddy bear everywhere with him, why, he had to take a little better care of him. All that evening and into the night, the boy lay in his bed and wondered what would be happening to his teddy bear. Maybe hundreds of people had trampled on him by now. Maybe he'd come back the next day and find his teddy bear looking all trodden and messy and sad looking. The next morning, soon as they were up, the boy was pestering his mum to go. While she insisted she wasn't going to the high street at the crack of dawn, she'd go when the shops were open, because she had one or two other things she still needed to buy, and if his teddy bear was still there, why, a couple of hours wouldn't make any difference. But when at last they got to go, the boy rushed to the spot where he'd last seen his teddy bear. But he couldn't see him anywhere. He looked around this way and that, under bins and under benches and places where people might have kicked him, but no sign of him, nothing at all. But just then, they noticed. The man with the helium balloons, he was still there. And he had a little crowd of people standing round him, who were laughing and pointing and making a big load of noise. And the boy said, "Look." And his mum said, "What?" And they walked towards the man with the balloons, and as they got closer, they saw that there was something on top of that huge pile of balloons that was floating on strings above the man's head. Something that was bobbing and jumping and falling and floating. And the boy suddenly said, "It's my teddy bear!" And it was. The teddy bear was right on top of the balloons and jumping from one to the other. He was doing somersaults in the air and crash landing on the huge pile of balloons. He was having a whale of a time. And the crowd of people were laughing and clapping and cheering every somersault. The boy came up to the man and said, "That's my teddy bear!" "Oh," said the man, "he's yours, is he? Well, he's been keeping me entertained all morning. But here, maybe you better have him back." And the teddy bear jumped off the balloons and right into the boy's arms. "I better keep you safe this time," said the boy. "Goodness knows what sort of trouble you'd get into next." And with that, they turned around and they went